Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this wonderful program. What is the nature of this program? I have some wonderful resources for you, of which you can avail yourself to get better. Now, what is it that we all need? What we all need is, first of all, a way of getting back in touch with your own intuition. Secondly, you need a way to get out of your thinking. Right now, you're lost between your two ears. You're lost in thinking, planning, worrying, scheming, daydreaming, reliving the past, scheming for the future, etc., etc., etc. Third, you need a way to begin to deal properly with the people around you. Right now, you are undoubtedly dealing with them resentfully, angrily, with suppressed anger, with impatience, with irritation. See? You need to learn how to deal with people and their imperfections. And yes, people are imperfect, and they do make mistakes, and sometimes they're naughty, and sometimes they're downright wicked. You have to learn how to deal with people properly, with patience, understanding, long-suffering, wisdom, etc. And finally, you need a way to deal with the baggage from the past, which keeps coming up and impinging upon the present. The past keeps coming up in the present and ruining the present. And you react to people in the present as if they were people from the past. And a new situation, see, you know, the classic example is the person who comes back from the field of battle and a firecracker goes off outside or a car backfires and the person leaps behind the sofa because it's like he was back in war zone. You see what I mean. Well, that example is an extreme example, but what you don't realize, see, what you don't realize, you don't see because you're too lost in your thinking. You're too lost in your emotions. You're so lost in them that you don't see that you react to every little tiny thing as if it were the past. I'll never forget. Oh, this must have been over 20 years ago. I was working for a large bus company that did tours. And I took people on tours around the city. It was a very nice job, incidentally. I loved it. Met a lot of nice people. Had a good time. Learned the history of California. But there was a driver, a bus driver, and he was a pretty stable sort of a guy. Easygoing, fun-loving, good driver, just good guy. One day he came into the driver's room and he was cursing and he threw things down and banged chairs around and swore up and down and threw his papers on the desk and he kept saying, I just hate taking orders from a person like you, he said, and he used some bad language. And it was a dispatcher who had told him to do something. Well, I saw what was going on. He was reacting to it. Was a female dispatcher, incidentally. She was a nice lady. I liked her. But he was reacting to her as if she were someone from his past, undoubtedly his mom. Undoubtedly his mom bossed him around, and he resented his mom. Now, when this dispatcher told him to do something, he reacted to her as if it was his mom. You see how the past is impinging on the present. So that is the same thing that happens to you in a thousand different ways. And you need to deal with that.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
My name is Roland Trujillo. I bid you welcome. What you need is courage. You remember the movie Zorro, or rather the television series Zorro. There was a nice man, and he had a lot of courage, played by Guy Williams, the original show on television. Most of you are too young to remember. But he was a very noble man, and he helped people. But he did it anonymously, put on a mask, and he did it anonymously. And he helped people, and he had courage, and he did what was right, and he fought for justice because he loved what was right, and he loved justice, and he loved people. See, that's what you need, is courage. Now, why don't you have courage? I wrote a post one time, and an article. It was something like finding courage and peace of mind through meditation or something like that, and it became one of my most popular articles. A lot of people went to it. I couldn't figure out why. And then I did a little research, and I found that they were Googling finding courage. People want courage. Why is it that you don't have courage? Well, a couple of reasons. Because first of all, like I said, the past keeps coming up. Whatever traumas you had in the past, big traumas and little traumas. And let me give you a hint. Every time you are resentful or angry, every time in the past you were resentful, a little bit judgmental, a little bit angry, it was a trauma. It caused a memory. And now when a similar situation arises, see, up comes that memory, see, and it defeats you, see, in the same way that drugs defeat you, in the same way that pornography defeats you, the same way that gambling defeats you, and the same way that doubt defeats you. See, you want to have courage, you want to do the right thing, you want to be a noble person. You make up your mind, you say, well, tomorrow I'm going to be a decent person. You get up in the morning and you go out in the world, and then here comes a situation and you react resentfully, or you react angrily, see, and you feel defeated because the memories of your failures in the past flood your mind. You are reminded of your past failure. See, everything becomes negatively tinged. The same thing with gambling, with pornography, with lust, with alcohol, with marijuana, you name it. With food, there you are, you're doing well, and all of a sudden you get upset, or something goes wrong, you have a little argument with your boyfriend or your husband or something, and you reach for some food, and then you sit there and munch away, and before you know it, you've eaten the whole thing, or you've eaten the whole bag, and you feel defeated by it. See what I mean? You lose confidence, you lose courage. So now, can you see then how difficult it makes it for you then to be any kind of an authority? How can you be an authority for anyone, especially for your children? See, if you stand there defeated, and they see it, people see it. You're defeated by your anger, your resentment, your judgment, your past errors, your past sins, etc., etc. So how are you going to overcome that baggage from the past so you're not defeated by it anymore? See? And some of us get to the point where we're defeated by a little thing. Some people are defeated by a voice in their mind that torments them. They're tormented, you know, OCD. So, you have to learn how to deal with these things properly. See, it doesn't matter whether it, let's not go into whether it's simply a memory, simply an engram of the past, or a memory, or let's not, or it could be a spiritual factor. Yeah, it could be a presence in you that talks to you in your mind, but it doesn't matter which it is. It's not important. At this point, for you, it's not important, because the way to deal with these things is all the same. Whether it's whether it's your mother standing in front of you, see, or whether it's a memory coming up or a voice talking to you, or it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The way to deal with these things is all the same. Stand back, mental distance. Take a step back and observe from the neutral zone. Watch, observe calmly. Don't resent what you see. Don't resent what you hear. Don't resent your own feelings or yourself. Just stand back and observe. And it's okay to feel helpless. There it is. There's the word. There's the voice in your mind. There's the person who's irritating you on purpose or by mistake. See? Right now you can't know whether she's irritating you on purpose or whether you're misjudging what she's saying is irritation, because the past is coming up from the past and impinging on the present. You see what I mean? In your current state, you can't tell. So don't form a judgment. Just say, I really don't know, but stand back and observe calmly. Watch. Don't become resentful. Don't form a hasty opinion. Just watch. Hear what they say. Let it go in one ear and out the other. Wait and watch. Don't try to plan what to say or what to do. Just observe. There's power just in observation and not reacting. See? In other words, if you don't become resentful, you're not angry, you're not upset. That is also called patience. It's the same thing. Not being angry, not being resentful, not being impatient is the same thing as being patient. See, you didn't know that, did you? And I'll give you another hint. A lot of us, we know we should forgive. Forgive and forget. See, there we are again. Remember how I said that the past keeps coming up and imposing itself on the present, and it defeats you, and it renders you inferior because of your resentment. See? Okay, well, the other thing then is unforgiveness. Here comes your daughter. Here comes your son. See? Do you look at them with fresh eyes? That's an engineering term. Do you look at them with fresh eyes? Or do you immediately remember what they just did or said yesterday? See? That you didn't like. Or how about your husband? Here he comes. See, do you look at him with fresh eyes? Or do you immediately judge and think, oh, I know what he's going to do. I know what he's going to say. He's going to do that again. He's going to irritate me. He's going to do this. See what I mean? So if you want to forgive, I'll give you a hint. Let go of resentment and judgment. If you don't resent and you don't judge, that's the same thing as being forgiven. And guess what? The memory will go away. The bad memory will go away.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Roland. I am your host. I know what I'm talking about. It's as if I were reading your mail. So the question is, are you going to be smart, or are you going to be, please excuse what I say, but, or are you going to be dumb, or are you going to be smart? See, if you're smart, you'll say, this guy knows what he's talking about. And yes, he's right. Yes, I have been guilty of unforgiveness and impatience and holiday and anger and judgment, and the past keeps impinging on my present, and these things, whatever they are, keep looming up and defeating me in the present. And what I need is courage, and I need a way of dealing with other people with patience and understanding instead of upset and resentment. There it is in a nutshell. That's what you need. Okay? You don't need to sing any songs, you don't need to sing hymns, you don't need to study, you don't need any degrees, you don't need to take any classes. See? You don't need to make any affirmations, you don't need to sit around and imagine yourself sitting by a lake with nice water and clouds floating overhead and visualize yourself floating on a cloud. You don't need to do any of that stuff. It's just, all it is more distraction. What you need is what I just said. Now, how are you going to do it? Well, lucky for you, I have resources that can help you. I have resources that can help you. What do I have? In addition to my hundreds of articles and blog posts and books, many books that I've written, a lot of them are on Amazon, about relationships and dealing with stress and finding God and lots of wonderful books that I've written. But I have something very, very special. I have something very special. And those of you who've listened in before, you know what it is. If you haven't listened in before, you don't know. If you've listened in before and you haven't gotten it, for whatever reason, well, that's not good. That's not good. What I have is very helpful are the meditations. I have very special meditations. They're like observation exercises. And I have several varieties now. See, I've been busy, and I'm getting better as the years go by. When I listen to when I read what I wrote 20 years ago, or what I said 20 years ago, I can see that what I said then is exactly the same thing that I'm saying now. In fact, I said, I'm sometimes astonished that some of the things that I said, just how profound they were. But for the most part, I'm better now than I was then, because I've had a lot of experience over these almost 23 years now, talking to people, emailing people, live chatting with people, writing, etc., etc. A lot of experience. So I know I have better resources now than I did before. I have the meditations. I have the basic meditation, which is four parts. And it includes two free books, and you can listen to the first part for free. And the rest of them, I think, are $12 for all the books and everything, only $12. So I'm practically giving it away. You need that. I'll tell you about the other meditations in just a moment. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? You have a question you'd ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately. with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, I do help people, and I do talk to people, but not so much right now. I'm on vacation. I'm busy doing some advanced research. And when I'm done with my research, when I come back, I'm going to be even smarter and even better than I am now. So I'm taking a sabbatical to do my research, so don't bother calling me now. Sometime in the future. But in the meantime, that doesn't mean you should just go away. No. In the meantime, you can get one of my meditations. Now, I said that I have the regular meditation, which is very, very nice, very beautiful, is very helpful. And then I have other meditations. I have a special meditation for anger management. A lot of people have problems with anger. It's very good. I also have one for stress and PTSD. And I have a new 5-minute stress fix meditation. A new 5-minute meditation for, what do I call it? 5-minute stress fix. Meditation stress fix, that's what I call it. 5-minute meditation stress fix. It is really fabulous. You have no idea how good it is. If you want to try it, I'll let you try it for free. Just send me an email. Send me an email and I'll give you the link so you can try it. It's just tremendous. Tremendous. 5 minutes. But what is the nature of these meditations? What they do is put you back in touch with your intuition. It's that simple. That's what they do. They help you to get out of thinking. Remember I said you're lost in thinking? That's how you get defeated in the past. That's how you get defeated by the past. It's by emotion. It's by traumatic memory. And emotions. See, connected to the past. That's how you get defeated, and then lost in thinking. And then what do you fall into? Worries, doubts, and fears. I was talking to a guy the other day, a very nice man. Very nice man. And he said that he's overcome a lot, but he still has a problem with... And then he said, I still have a problem with, from time to time. And then he was going to say depression, but first he said doubt. He said, I have a problem with doubt. And then he said, depression. But that's a Freudian slip right there. He's right. Doubt. Doubt. See, when you doubt yourself, when you doubt what's right and doubt what is true and doubt what is good. And see, that's enough to defeat you right there. So you need to learn how to deal with that. And my meditation will help you. This is Roland. It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal. We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years. But in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so.
your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Well, I've run out of time again, as usual. This program is archived. You can listen to it again. Get the meditations. I have some wonderful meditations. Go to commonsensecounseling.org, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Otherwise, just Google my name, or you could go to talktoapastor.org, talkpastor.org. Remember the O-R-G. It's very important. And try the meditation. Remember, I said the first one, the introductory version is free. And find out about the resources that I have. They're very helpful. You really, really should. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.